Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of Ramadan and Laylatul Qadr, last night was the 27th, tomorrow will be the 29th, possibly it can be Laylatul Qadr tomorrow. So in regards to looking for the night of Qadr, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala can give it to us tomorrow night also, inshallah. So looking for the night of Qadr, what are the signs of the night of Qadr? How to recognize it? And why we lost the date of the Lailatul Qadr. عن عبادة بن صامت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليخبرنا بليلة القدر فتلاحى رجلان من المسلمين فقال خرجت لأخبركم بليلة القدر فتلاحى فلان وفلان فرفعت وعسى أن يكون خيرا لكم فالتمسوها في التاسعة والسابعة والخامسة. صحيح البخاري رحمه الله تعالى. Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out to inform us about the true night or the true date of Laylatul Qadr. Unfortunately, at that time an argument took place between two men. Whereupon he said, I came out in order to inform you as to when Laylatul Qadr was, but because two people were arguing, the fixing of the correct date was taken away. Maybe that is better for you. So look for it amongst the 9th, 7th and 5th nights. Note, three important points are referred to in this hadith. Firstly, there is mention of an argument which resulted in the knowledge of Laylatul Qadr being withheld from us, the Ummah. Arguments are always the cause of loss of barakah and blessings. At home also, where there's arguments, the hearts are torn apart, there's no barakah in that home, there's no blessings, there's only fighting, and shaitan makes that his headquarters. It's mentioned also in the hadith of Mishkat Sharif that every night shaitan opens his throne on the ocean and he calls all his henchmen and he takes karguzari, report from them, what you did today, what you did today. And then he gives them karguzari. That student of Deen was giving madrasa, for example, then I took him this way, I took him that way. Then he began to start vaping and this boy started doing that. So he gives all his karguzaris. That is why one beautiful lesson we learned also. There was one student who was truanting, who was ducking class. And he landed up in Bombay. Somebody saw him and recognized him as a madrasa boy. So he asked him, you're studying a certain madrasa? He said, yes. Oh, mashallah, very good. Give Maulana, the principal, my salams, please. Oh, now he's truanting, he's ducking class. And this person now gave him big amanat. He principal, my salams. So he was a big problem now, how does he give the salams? So upon this, Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah mentioned how beautifully they teach us that when you tell somebody give salams also, then tell that person if you remember and it's easy and you want to. If you remember, it's easy and you want to, then give my salams. He might remember but not easy to give it, he'll get caught. And if you want to give the salams also, so you put the amanat on him and you gave him an escape route also. If you don't want to give it to, no problem. But once you tell him now that give my salams, at the same time juniors, don't tell seniors also. Juniors, Hazrat says, sometimes we ask senior people, how's the family? What are you going to do with my family? That you worry about my family? Yes. Now you've got some acquaintance, or a senior asks a junior, how's the family, how's the children? But the senior asking now, how's everybody here? To give them my salams. Give all my salams. You don't know my family, you don't know my children. Now you put a big amanah to me. Sometimes they send a message also, give all salams, give all asati salams. Oh, what a big amanat. Just remember now also, Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq, when you were coming for i'tikaf, Hazrat Wala also said, give all the brothers our salams. So we can reply to the salam also, alaykum wa alayhi salam, and he asked for request of du'as also. So therefore, the young one asked the senior, how's the family, and how's everybody at home, give all my salams. Now, sada, is not the task of a junior to give a senior some amanat like this. Yes, we went to the Rawda, went to Medina, Munawwara, then we can request, if you remember, easy and you want to, please convey my salams to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that home, or that place where there are arguments, is a cause of loss of barakah and blessings. In the business place also, there's partnerships. Now the hearts are torn apart, there's only disagreement. Someone has to give in. There has to be one loud mouth. And there has to be somebody that's quiet. Then only it will work. But both are loud, then we've got a problem. Then there is going to be discord. Then there is going to be arguments, etc. But somebody has to give in, somebody has to be quiet, somebody has to make the sabr and make dua. Make dua for the other one. Each one makes dua for each one. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, shall I inform you of some action that is better than salah? This is tashweeq. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to create desire in the hearts of Sahaba, shall I ask you? Shall I tell you? So then they got, and they wanted to, they were waiting. What can we do? How can we score? How can we make big rewards by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? So this is the way Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to create the desire within their hearts. Shall I inform you of some action that is better than salah, fasting and charity? Subhanallah. Better than salah, keeping roza and fasting, and giving sadqah also. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied, certainly. He said, certainly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, maintaining peaceful and good relations amongst yourself is most virtuous. Just to keep the muhabbat and love, forego your right. Let it go. You don't have to say anything. This is very, very important when it comes to taqwa also. Today we spoke about taqwa. That ayyuta', that Allah ta'ala be obeyed, fala yu'sa. Allah be remembered and is not forgotten. Allah ta'ala is thanked and is no ingratitude to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And they say the easiest way to lose taqwa is because of the tongue. Easiest way to lose taqwa is because of the tongue. How careful you should be with the tongue. And the tongue also, nowadays has to say more than the tongue with the fingers. So we're typing everything. And we just want to make comments, just want to say something, but really there's no value. We just have to say, sometimes insinuating. What they say, making mazgari. He's mocking the person. He's mocking the person. Sometimes with the eyes also, look at this person, what he's doing. So that also becomes ghibat. That also now will be detrimental to a person's islah and his iman. So certainly, what can be better than salah, fasting and charity? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, maintaining peaceful and good relations amongst yourselves is most virtuous. For verily arguments amongst yourselves cause one to destroy his deen. Because what will come out from the mouth, what a person will say, then his anger will erupt. The things he will say will destroy his deen also. Just as the razor removes hair from the head, similarly, arguments amongst yourselves destroys one's deen and good deeds. This is indeed an illness amongst us. Even those amongst us who appear to be extremely pious and busy with dhikr are victims of these arguments and fighting. We should carefully study the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then check our conduct, where pride prevents us from restoring our relationship with others. This happens at home also, maybe in public. There we look pious, libas of taqwa. Hazrat says, we're wearing the clothing of taqwa. He says, taqwa ki kapre ek cheez hai, aur taqwa aur cheez hai. So just like a pious person is something, and to be pious is something else. But people feel now that alhamdulillah, wearing two piece kurta, a khanka topi, is getting high also with khilafat, so mashallah. I'm ponchi gela. I already have it. But when I go home, the fight starts. Then I can't close my, and when the wife says also, that now you're carrying on like this, at home, I'm going to tell Hazrat about you. Then he must know that you got a problem. You got a problem that now you don't keep quiet. And you're going on, and outside I look very pious, but in the house I can't keep quiet. Then I want to fight, I want to say something. That's the place now to keep quiet. Then Hazrat says also, even those amongst us who appear to be extremely pious and busy with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are victims of these arguments and fighting. We should carefully study the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then check our conduct where pride prevents us from restoring our relationship with others. This is only pride. Arguments stems from pride because a person has pride. He has pride, so don't tell me anything. Don't tramp my feet, don't tramp my toes. Do you know who I am? Now I want to say something. It's all stems from pride. Ummul Amrad. This is the mother of all spiritual illnesses. That a person now has to retaliate. But if he regards himself to be nothing, me kuch nahi, mera kuch nahi. That I am nothing, nothing belongs to me. I'm only one slave. I'm only one banda. Yes, there are times when you're in authority and now you have to put things right without insulting somebody, without demeaning him, humiliating him, telling him nicely. But then you say, if you speak to them nicely, they take advantage. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much advantage we're not taking of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, We should check that this pride now doesn't cause us to get involved in arguments and fighting with other people. In the first chapter of this book, where the rewards and etiquette of fasting is discussed, we read that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to insult or disgrace a Muslim, to insult or disgrace a Muslim is considered as being involved in the worst type of usury, interest. Tantamount the sin for it. It's like a person taking interest. To insult or disgrace a Muslim, to insult him, disgrace him, humiliate him, take his izzat away, is considered as being involved in the worst type of interest, usually. We neither care for a Muslim's honor and respect when we say some bad words during an argument, nor do we take the sayings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into consideration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an Sharif, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an Sharif, argue not amongst yourselves. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا Don't argue unnecessarily. Get involved in arguments. So argue not amongst yourselves. Otherwise your courage will go. Your courage will go and your strength will depart. And be patient, and be patient. Make sabr, hold your tongue. Don't have to say anything, keep quiet. And if a person forgives also, Allah Ta'ala increases his honor. Person feels nice, forgive him and take advantage. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the more you forgive, the more Allah Ta'ala will raise you. The more Allah Ta'ala will give you honor. And be patient and persevering for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is with those who patiently persevere. It is the duty of those who want to injure and destroy the honor and dignity of others to ponder how much harm they have done to themselves. Through these despicable deeds, they should realize that they themselves have become despicable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the sight of the people. The person who cuts relationships with his brothers for more than 3 days and dies in this state will go straight to Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. Is there something that is a joke or something? Person breaks for 3 days and he passes that in that condition, he goes directly to Jahannam. He's hurt the heart of his Muslim brother. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on every Monday and Thursday, the actions of all the people are brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is presented every day, but they are special days for special consideration that they are presented. So Mondays and Thursdays, the actions of all the people are brought before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Except for the idolaters, those that worship idols, forgiveness is then granted to all through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a result of some of the pious deeds. However, regarding any two people between whom an argument had taken place and a friendship is cut off, it shall be said, leave the affair aside until such time that they restore their relationship with each other. So their forgiveness is suspended also. Therefore, pride should not become, get the better of us, that because of my ego, I don't want to give in. This now we always take, unfortunately, as it mentioned to us also, Mufti Muhammad Sahib rahimahullah, when he would teach his ahadith, he would say to them, don't think of somebody else. This refers to somebody else, not me. He says, maybe it's you also, you don't realize you hurt somebody. But I think now I'm okay. I didn't hurt anybody. But I haven't insulted anyone, I didn't. But we don't know. Sometimes I just told somebody something. Or I just told somebody, hey, how many cups tea you having? What's your business? How many only biscuits you having? You didn't pay for it. But now you want to mock the person, make a joke of him. And he felt hurt about it. So do I have to say these things? At the same time, now we don't become so serious that I don't talk also. But to check what I'm saying right now, doesn't have to be something that's insinuating, something that's insulting the person. So we should refer all these ahadith to ourselves. So leave the affair aside until such time that they restore their relationship with each other. And this also relationship is based upon taqwa. There's some bad company. They now get back together and we start operating. Not that type of, that relationship, break it. We get reward for that. This relationship now based upon deen. Unfortunately now, when people want to make friendship with deen, then we run away. When the jamaat will come, knock at the door, then the youngster will come and say also, my father said he's not here. Inna Lillah. My father said, he's not here. My father is there. That's the time to join the jamaat. Oh, one house the jamaat went to, then the brother saw the jamaat coming from the window, so he told the family, the taklif jamaat is coming. Taklif, not tabligh, taklif, na'uzubillah. They're coming to They're coming to make you fall in the love of Allah Ta'ala wa Ta'ala. Your iman will increase. These are the people to join. Now is the time to go with them. Take a few steps in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now join up with them. And this is a relationship now to restore with those brothers that are making effort in our iman. Another hadith states that on every Monday and Thursday, when our a'mal and actions are presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah of those who make tawbah. Mondays and Thursdays, Allah accepts the tawbah and forgives those who seek forgiveness. But those who had arguments are not forgiven. Allah Ta'ala save us. Another hadith says that on the Shab-e-Barat, the 15th night of Sha'ban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy on His creation, and forgiveness is freely granted to all, except for two types of persons. Firstly, a kafir, a disbeliever, and secondly, for the one who harbors hatred against others. In another hadith, it is stated that there are three kinds of people whose salah does not rise one hand span above the head. There are three types of people. Does not rise one hand span above their heads for acceptance. And one amongst these three are those who argue amongst themselves. In Urdu we call him Jagralu, Aladdul Khisam. Jagralu means Jagra only. Only want to fight. Only thing was start fighting. Let's start fighting. Like how small boys, when they get together, they don't say let's play, say let's fight. See, this he was stronger. So he's in him now. When he gets big also, just want to fight. When he makes a speech, he wants to make an argument, can't talk to him properly. And when he speaks also, then he wants to mock at someone. But when you do the same thing to him, then big problem. So a person should check his ego and his habits. The above paragraphs I have gone off the topic, which is under discussion. It was not my intention to mention all these ahadiths on arguments. I only did it to bring to our notice this great evil, which we regard as insignificant, so much so that even those whom we consider to be pious are guilty of it. فَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانَ. As the Shaykh Rahimahullah says, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do I ask, as He is the only one we seek assistance from. We should be aware that this fighting, use of harsh words and cutting ourselves off from others will only be regarded as a sin and evil in Islam when it is done out of enmity and hatred over worldly matters. For dini matters, yes, a person now is doing the wrong things. Then to break ties with him is the correct thing to do right now. But obviously not insulting him, etc. This is now when it comes to worldly things, you break ties. It is permissible to break off relations with somebody because of his sins or because of some religious matters where he is in the wrong and guilty. Once when Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma quoted a saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his son said something which outwardly appears as if he objected to the hadith. The result was that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma never again spoke to that son for as long as he lived. Couldn't handle it. How dare you speak against the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? There are numerous similar instances reported of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Many a time we to cut off relations with people and claim that it is for the sake of the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing, all seeing, and He alone knows the reality. He knows which relationships are cut off because of deen, and which are cut off because of the hurt caused to our honor, pride and dignity. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. It was because of this argument we lost the night of Qadr. So we can imagine if we continue arguing and fighting within our homes, how much we lose. Ummat lost such a auspicious and Mubarak night. So imagine in our homes now this continues. Fighting every day, every week, something is happening. Then husband not talking, wife is not talking, children to our helter skelter. Imagine the barakat we are losing. One day we are losing, one night we are losing. The barakat of the house is leaving also, somebody has to keep quiet. If this is something is wrong and I can't correct it, then we go to somebody, get some help, who can advise, who can give some nasihat. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. We'll start the next majlis, we'll cover up our 10, inshallah. Subhanakallah.